death, and sex. I've been humming the theme song to Reservoir Dogs, miming putting my hand to my ear like a bodyguard, and I'm imagining I'm licensed to carry a personal firearm. I am, of course, dressed to impress, black tie, white shirt, one suit fits all, job interviews, weddings, and funerals. We file in, my dad putting out his roll up, my mum steadying her nerve. My father tells me to stay close, they react differently. My dad can't help but make jokes, bluff to cover his nerves, and the heart the size of my fists clasped together, beating with love. We sing hymns, which I like because they celebrate life regardless. I even have the humility to say amen. I have dropped atheist from the things I say I believe in. It no longer seems like the tallest tale or most far-fetched story I ever did hear. Like Nietzsche said, I have battled dragons, but I hope I have not become one yet. I stared into the void, and the emptiness clawed back. The vicar stumbles his words, failing pronunciations, making me feel better for not knowing the words to the Lord's Prayer. I close my eyes and pretend to pray. I hardly ever know what to say. I try and live my life the best way I can. I fail. I'm human. All of these things happened, but I can't help but wish some hadn't. Later on, I am buying drinks at the bar. I notice a barmaid, pretty and quite tall. She shares banter with the barman, pretty and broad-shouldered with a nose ring that reminds me of when I had myself as a younger man before it was knocked out one too many times by a less pretty but just as broad-shouldered German woman. I admire her bottom in black jeans, confident and shapely, just as I imagine she is. Later, she is on a break. I don't recognise her at first. She's looking at me. I wonder if it's my beard or the scar of my nose ring long forgotten, or hopefully just the fact that most women notice when they've had their bottom examined, which I cannot help. It is a deep-seated compulsion. Out of the corner of my eye, I notice her looking again. Her gaze falls away. I remember reading glossy magazines my mum used to buy. The articles on flirtation suggest that if someone looks away, it's because they may find you attractive. My thoughts here are divergent. I walk across the back garden of the pub to the table where she rolls cigarettes and sips a pint of lemonade on a break as a pot girl. I start a conversation about glass collecting. We make eye contact. I am oblivious of all social convention. I have always found barmaids attractive. Any woman that serves me drinks is in my mind immediately attractive. Perhaps because I am one of life's enablers, I am attracted to others. She takes me by the hand, surprising the dull corners of my mind. We walk to a car in the car park. She opens the door. We proceed inside. She puts my hand through her vest, under her bra, under her right breast. Our lips dance and we kiss well together, firm, probing, but tender and passionate. The creaky suspension offers a chorus to our fevered scramblings. Not all of this actually happened, but I wish that it did.